Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy today with a high of 48. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 27. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Republican state legislature in Kansas says they are working to join other states across the nation trying to put age verification when it comes to adult content websites. As we sat down with State Representative Patrick Penn, who wrote the bill, talking about the concerns of young adults in the state that's seeing this content.
We know that the average age of exposure to these types of adult imageries and sites and everything is between 7 and 13 years old. And one study even showed us that 10% of 12-year-olds already think that they're addicted to this type of material. Mm. What we don't want to have are kids stumbling across this. The first time that they view it is like 12 years old or younger. Then we know that all across this nation, this type of measure has enjoyed huge bipartisan support. It has passed not only out of each chambers, but also across the legislatures.
The bill has passed out of both chambers in the legislature and is now on the desk of Kansas Governor Laura Kelly.
Save green this month at Rusty Eck Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Trunk month is happening now at Rusty Eck Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
Bad news for the agricultural industry across the Mid-America region as milk that was tested from dairy cows in the states of Texas all the way up to Kansas have tested positive for the bird flu. As KSN News reports, that according to the Texas Animal Health Commission, they confirmed the virus of the type A H5N1 that's been known for outbreaks in birds and occasionally infect people. According to the Department of Agriculture right now, they say the virus is affecting older dairy cows in states from Texas all the way to New Mexico and up to Kansas. Farmers in the Minnesota area have also announced that goats on their farms have been tested with the bird flu as well, among with poultry that have been diagnosed with the virus. According to health officials, they say commercial milk supplies are safe right now and risk to individuals is low, but do recommend to only drink milk from healthy animals to enter the food supply, as milk from the sick animals is being diverted and destroyed. According to officials from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they say at this stage there is no concern about the safety of the commercial milk supply or the circumstances that pose a risk to consumer health.
Spring savings are here at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $80 in reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with your purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid now through April 2nd. Buy now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $80 in a reward card or virtual prepaid card. Terms and conditions apply. See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for complete details. Offer ends April 2nd.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska legislature is preparing for a $4.45 million payout for a Kearney man after he was profoundly injured in a Grand Island pursuit. The money will go to Miles and Chrissy Margaretts and their attorneys after the amount has been added in an amendment to LB 1188 as that bill has passed out of the Business and Labor Committee. Miles Margaretts of Kearney filed a lawsuit against the state of Nebraska in 2020 after he was hit by a suspect fleeing Nebraska State Patrol back in late December of 2017. The lawsuit claims that Jose Ortiz had stolen a vehicle and was heading north on Highway 281 in Grand Island, leading to authorities trying to stop him, but he fled at a high rate of speed while ignoring traffic signs and signals, along with other drivers, including Margaret's. The crash killed Ortiz and left Margaret's with serious and permanent injuries requiring extensive hospitalization and multiple surgeries and treatment. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Alex Smith, during public comment, suggested relief for residents who were penalized for late payment of February water bills, which were delayed in postal delivery. Councilman Chris Schrader supported the request, but no action was taken, as the matter will need to be on the agenda as an item for consideration. Estimated cost was under $500 if late fees were credited on a one-time basis. Residents are reminded that auto pay options or electronic billing are available by contacting Marysville City Hall. $500 was approved of a $1,500 request from Chamber and Main Street for the Sparkler Program, which is a volunteer group maintaining flowers and plantings in the city. Approval was given for purchase of new diving boards and sunshades at the city pool, replacing original equipment, which is some 10 years old. Pool admission prices will be held the same as last year. Approval was granted for mosquito control in city parks and outdoor areas. Deductibles, particularly for wind and hail, are increasing substantially, with options at $50,000 and $75,000. A motion to accept the $50,000 wind and hail deductible with a slight decrease in premium was approved after discussion. Council approved the mayor signing a contract with Josh Haverkamp, who has accepted the position of city administrator. Mayor Todd Fry updated discussion regarding the Kester Block. He'd met with advisory committee members. Approval was previously granted to move forward with a request for qualifications for any firms interested in acquisition and development of the commercial buildings on the Kester Block. The mayor had also met with the Kester Museum Board and shared options that include spinoff to a private organization that could access funding for continued operations. An April 15th deadline is set for replies to the RFQ, with further discussions to continue. Work has begun on a manhole replacement project on Center Street in Marysville, or US 36, beginning at 5th Street. Traffic may be diverted with turn lanes closed and parking prohibited on affected blocks as work continues. Expected to take around 2 weeks for each replacement, which will progress eastward to include 7th, 9th, 11th, and 13th Streets as well. Traffic caution is urged during the construction period. A Kansas Department of Transportation bridge replacement project is underway in Nemahal County on K-9. The Spring Creek drainage structure, 2 miles west of Wetmore, is at the intersection of V Road. During construction, K-9 will be closed in the project area. Detour will be provided. Work to take place through mid-August on the $1.2 million project. An injury accident was reported in Lynn March 15. Audrey Wirtz lost control, colliding with Brian Oldehoff. Wirtz was transported to Washington County Hospital. Oldehoff was not injured. Both vehicles suffered extensive damage. March 19th, a juvenile was injured driving an ATV at Big Bear and 29th Road in Washington County and was transported to Hanover Hospital, where he was treated and released. An injury accident was reported in Clay County last Thursday, 15 miles north of Clay Center. David Dean, age 64, of Clay Center, crossed the center line, colliding with another vehicle and then was struck by an oncoming semi. Dean was transported to the Clay County Medical Clinic. No other serious injuries reported from the other vehicles involved. Seneca Area Chamber and Downtown Impact annual meeting is Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the Meadowlark Extension District office in Seneca. Marysville High School Band received a gold rating and ranked first in division at the Nashville World Strides Festival this past week. The high school and junior high bands and choirs performed spring concerts this month. Those are on YouTube at the Marysville Junior Senior High Bulldogs page. Your news on your time. Daily podcast of our morning and midday news blocks available online at KNDYRadio.com and our social media. Victoria F. Torrey Johnson, age 33, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church, south of Axtell. Visitation Thursday, 5:30 until 7 at the church, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville in charge of arrangements for Torrey Johnson. Marilyn B. Brungard, age 91, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Ward Funeral Home in charge for Marilyn Brungard. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, baked beans, cucumber salad, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, Sloppy Joe's, baked Lay's, pea salad, and pineapple. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 40s and mid-50s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine and warmer into Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. More sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the lower 60s and mid-70s. Then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms into Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers early on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Then another chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain showers early on Sunday again, sunshine with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-70s. Then some showers and thunderstorms may continue into Sunday night with our lows in the mid-30s and upper 40s. More showers are possible Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March, 60. Record high on this date, 85. The average low, 35, and the record low was 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:19. Sunset this evening at 7:46. A downright cold, 17 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 27th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
With Easter right around the corner, gifts and goodies for all ages are sure to be found at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Fill your Easter basket with delectable chocolates, Hallmark cards, K-State and KU memorabilia, or decor for your home or garden. Entertain the kids with toys for all ages, and through Easter, all plush toys are 25% off. Open Monday through Saturday. Hop into Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Discover a different kind of healthcare at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. In a busy night across the National Hockey League, the league-best Rangers entered a matchup against the Flyers, needing a win to shore up a trip to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And after a 7-goal third period that left things knotted at 5...
Fox dangles the blue line, leaves it back for Trocheck, back to Fox. Fox rips a shot and scores! Adam Fox in overtime! And the Rangers win a wild game 6-5. 100 points. They clinch a playoff berth for the third consecutive year.
On 98.7 ESPN New York, Artemi Panarin logging his 100th point of the season, assisting Mika Zibanejad on a second period power play tally. Also achieving the 100-point milestone last night against the Panthers, David Pastrnak of the Bruins.
Out in front, Pastrnak shoots. He scores! Welcome back to the Century Club.
The call on 98.5, the sports hub. The Bruins would go on to beat Florida 4-3. Oilers, Jets in Winnipeg. Zach Hyman, the overtime hero for Edmonton. A 4-3 winner on Hyman's 51st of the season. NBA bonus basketball in Milwaukee with the Bucks and Lakers swapping leads 6 times across 2 overtimes. But it was Austin Reeves who would put Los Angeles ahead for good.
Game tied at 121 in double overtime. D'Angelo Russell with the ball for the Lakers. Russell to Reeves, open for three. Good!
On 710 ESPN LA, Reeves putting up a 28-14-10 triple-double in the effort. 128-124 Los Angeles, the final. The NCAA tournament resumes Thursday with the Sweet 16. The women's tourney resumes Friday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
This is Lloyd Garver at Garver's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidsons, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-sides are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air conditioned, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one. Yes, they have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
Good Wednesday morning. Sims back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell, getting run here on this Wednesday morning of trade, let's get you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday as a little preview of today as well. But real quick, how things finished up in the livestock yesterday. The cattle markets felt pretty substantial pressure. April live cattle dropped down 310 to 183.10. June was down 322 at 178.37. Even sharper declines in the feeder cattle markets. The March contract, which is soon to expire, currently down 172 at the close yesterday at 247.72. However, April was down $5.
$3 per hundredweight, trading at 245.45. Sharp declines in the cattle market, certainly. Mixed in the hogs as April Lean Hogs finished up 42 cents to 85.57. May was down 17 cents at 91.75. Into the grains yesterday, we saw a mostly lower day. Quite a bit of pressure on corn, wheat, and the rest of the row crops, including soybeans, after a near 20 cent gain back on Monday. But the grains and the oilseeds saw some weakness, of course, awaiting the USDA stocks and seedings report yesterday. So still some hesitancy from traders, as we saw yesterday and most likely into today, as we'll probably see a little bit of a rebound in both corn and wheat here through the overnight session, though trending lower. May corn currently down a nickel at 427 and three quarters. July's down 4 3/4 to 440 and a quarter cent. All three, Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat a bit weaker. May KC wheat down 4 3/4 to 572 and a half. July down 4 3/4 to 569 and a quarter. May oats down 2 cents at 355 and a half. Soybeans also a bit weaker this morning. A near 20 cent drop yesterday is led by weaker again. May soybeans currently down 6 at 111.93 rather. July down 5 3/4 to 1206 and 3/4. The meal's down 60 to 339.20 and soy oil dropped 60 points down to 47.82. Cotton had a triple digit gain yesterday, but nearly a triple digit loss through the overnight session. Trending down on the day is May cotton currently down 92 points at 92.45, and the dollar index just a bit weaker, currently down 1 point for the June dollar to 103.98.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has 20 high-quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearling and two-year-olds warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Cattle producers use extra synchronization to tighten up calving windows and increase the number of cows bred early in the breeding season. K-State cow-calf extension specialist Jason Warner relays the importance of a cow's receptiveness to extra synchronization and the two factors influencing their response to a protocol.
One key thing that we always want to keep in mind is that the ability for females to respond to an estrus synchronization protocol is really dependent on a couple of things. When those females calve relative to the start of the breeding season, because we know that postpartum interval will directly affect the percentage or the proportion of those females that are cycling prior to the start of the breeding season. If they've calved within 30 days of the start of the breeding season, those are females that have a higher risk of not responding to an estrus synchronization protocol, and so we want to keep those things in mind and make sure that we're working with females that are well prepared to start the breeding season if we're going to make the effort of synchronizing them. But then also, too, nutrition is very important when we think about body condition at calving, because we know that females that are thin, females that are body condition score 4 or less, are going to be less apt to respond to a synchronization protocol.
He discusses the synchronization protocols available.
Currently, the Beef Reproductive Task Force has 4 estrus synchronization protocols that are approved right now for use with natural service. And for both cows and heifers, there's a single-shot prostaglandin protocol, as well as both a 7 and a 14-day seeder protocol. And again, those 3 protocols are approved for both cows and virgin heifers. And then also for virgin heifers, there's a 14-day MGA protocol approved as well, too.
After completing synchronization, Warner explains the variables affecting a producer's choice between natural service and artificial insemination.
Ultimately, I think whether or not it makes sense for a producer to implement either artificial insemination or just use natural service with synchronization really comes back to 3 primary factors, and those are labor. Do you have the labor resources in order to be able to accomplish those tasks? Time. And oftentimes people will talk about time and labor together, but time and labor are really 2 distinct separate resources. And then technician skill level or technician aptitude. And certainly when we think about folks, if maybe they're less familiar with artificial insemination and really haven't been through those steps before and are less comfortable with it, using estrus synchronization with natural service, just turning in bulls, can be a great way for those producers to capture the benefit, realize the benefits there of estrus synchronization.
That was K-State cow-calf extension specialist Jason Warner on estrus synchronization. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
In lawns across America, crabgrass begins germinating in just a few short weeks. Some advice on getting the upper hand this year on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 27th. It is the 87th day of the year, and Gloria Swanson was born on this day in 1899. If you'll be doing battle with crabgrass this spring, now is the time to formulate a plan. And the most important part is getting the timing right. Pre-emergent herbicide is most effective when applied 2 weeks before the soil reaches 50 degrees. How do you know when that will be? Just watch for the blooming of forsythia. It usually coincides with crabgrass germination. If you prefer organic methods of crabgrass control, look into corn gluten meal. Some studies say it is an effective alternative to herbicides. Others disagree, so do your research. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, up a couple. It's 19 degrees at sunrise. Highs around 50 on tap today, then a warm-up into the Easter weekend. We can nudge 70 Thursday, Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. New England's Patriot defensive lineman Jeremiah Farmsa Jr. made it to the state of Kansas and headed to an elementary school in the Wichita, Kansas area, saying he wanted to reach out to the youth in the community after the community of Wichita being so good to him throughout the years.
Give it hope. You know, that's my thing. I'm Stockton, I give hope, and Wichita's been good to me. You know, they always help me with my dreams, push me, so why not come out here and give hope as well?
That audio from Cake News, where they say that he was born and raised in California, but was recruited by one of the coaches at the time. That was the football coach at Friends at University in Wichita.
From there, I'd have had the best of grades, but I ran into a coach named James Tabor out here. He was, at the time, he was coaching at Friends University. Now he does his own thing, he trains and everything, so he was my recruiter at Friends.
Farms also spent part of his career playing for the indoor football team, the Wichita Force. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Valley Heights softball and baseball teams sweep Blue Valley in doubleheader action on Tuesday. Softball team winning the opener 13-3, while the baseball team won the opener 6-4 and took the nightcap 11-5. Marysville High softball baseball games with St. Mary's from Tuesday postponed until Wednesday at Marysville, beginning at 4:30.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown, joined with Max Blasky, KNDY Radio, and Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, we're getting into baseball season and a few games coming up early on this week. Valley Heights, Blue Valley, Donovan West takes on Riverside, and then later on in the week, Onega versus Jackson Heights. This is the first year for a lot of these schools, so how nice is it to see these teams get into this early season action?
It's great. I mean, it seems like days ago we were at state basketball, and now we've turned around and these same athletes, for the most part, are really showing off their skills now on the baseball and softball diamonds. It's incredible right now what the TVL is about and the progress that they are making over the last year or so.
And I mentioned a few of those TVL schools, Jeff, but just a quick reminder, who all has a program this year?
Baseball, we've got Blue Valley becoming a real contender in the TVL. Valley Heights getting underway as well. You mentioned Donovan West, Onega. On the softball side, Valley Heights girls. Also, you've got Frankfort and Centralia. just a lot of names, a lot of promise, I think we still have in the Twin Valley League this year.
And it wouldn't be the spring sports schedule without the annual golf and track meets coming up too as well, Jeff. So as we look at this week, what's the schedule on that look like?
Obviously, these are weather permitting. As far as coming up, the Washington County golf team goes to Salina on Thursday and also track at Frankfort on Thursday, as well as the baseball and softball. So big things going on all around the state.
And, of course, as the spring season rolls on, keep it tuned here to KNUI Radio to stay up to date with everything going on. Jeff, where can they find everything TVL Sports?
You can go to TVLSpotlight.com and on social media at TVL Sports Spotlight.
Again, joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight for KNUI Radio. This is Max Belaski.
KNUI.